KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies, 15 degrees in Atlantic, and we look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high near 32. Good morning and Happy New Year. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stifel Investments. Police in Red Oak report two arrests early this morning. At around 2:25 a.m., police arrested 59-year-old Roger Stewart Sell of Red Oak on a charge of aggravated assault. Stewart was being held at the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center on a $2,000 cash bond. Authorities say he was arrested in the 1800 block of East Summit Street following an incident whereby Sell and the alleged victim, John William Calvis, got into a verbal argument that resulted in Sell allegedly pulling a small pocket-type knife and cutting Calvis across his forearm, leaving a large laceration. And at around 1:15 a.m., Red Oak police arrested 18-year-old Lauren Maris Steffens of Stanton for OWI first offense. Steffens was taken into custody at the intersection of Highways 148 and 215th Street. She was being held at Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 cash bond. An investigation in Fremont County led to an arrest early this morning following a brief pursuit. Deputy Zach Buttercase of the Fremont County Sheriff's Office reports at around 1:30 a.m., deputies conducted an investigation into the distribution of narcotics. During the investigation, the suspect, 21-year-old Jason Vance of Hamburg, tried to flee the scene when he was contacted. Vance was apprehended a short time later and brought to the Fremont County Sheriff's Office, where he was being held on $100,000 cash bond for possession of controlled substance methamphetamine with the intent to deliver. A Council Bluffs family is starting the new year without a home. According to the Daily Nonpareil, a fire severely damaged the apartment of Butch and Kathy Holder at the Cottonwood Apartments at around 11:30 a.m. Thursday. Fire officials say an employee at the complex, Austin Shaw of Council Bluffs, used a fire extinguisher to put out the fire. He's credited with preventing the blaze from spreading to the rest of the structure. Butch Holder was treated at the scene for smoke inhalation, but there were no other injuries reported. Kathy Holder told the paper that Troy Holder arrived home to find a fire in the kitchen and the hallway. Troy was able to help his son and get their dog out of the apartment. Butch Holder went back to grab the family's other cat, eventually finding him but suffering smoke inhalation in the process. The family's hamster was also saved. Authorities say the fire is believed to have been caused by a burner on the apartment stove, which had been left on. The burner set fire to something on the stove before spreading to other nearby materials. The apartment had a smoke detector, but its batteries were dead. The Holder family has renter's insurance. The American Red Cross was assisting the family, including help with providing lodging. A Woodbury County Sheriff's deputy says there was nothing heroic about helping a woman escape from flames at an apartment building earlier this week in Sloan. On Tuesday, Deputy Todd Peterson broke the fall of a woman who was hanging upside down from the second floor window of the burning apartment. She and another woman who jumped to safety were taken to a Sioux City hospital. The Sioux City Journal reports that at a news conference Wednesday, Peterson said he was just reacting to the situation he was confronting. He said, quote, "I just did my job." Major Todd Wick of the Woodbury County Sheriff's Office watched video of the incident from Peterson's body camera and praised the deputy's quick thinking, saying he did a fantastic job. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, officials of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources say a manure overflow at a small hog finishing farm about 3 miles southwest of Lenox was being investigated Thursday evening. A passerby noticed the pit at the facility appeared to be overflowing and alerted the DNR Thursday afternoon. The buildings at the site have shallow underbuilding pits. When the pits are full, they're drained into an outdoor concrete tank. It's believed that employees emptied the shallow underbuilding pits at the facility on Wednesday, causing manure to overflow from the tank. The tank was not overflowing on Thursday afternoon, but a path where manure had flowed was still visible, and field tests indicated slightly elevated levels of ammonia in water flowing into an unnamed tributary of the East Fork of the 102 River. The operator contacted a commercial manure hauler to land apply manure from the tank in order to prevent further overflows. The DNR is continuing to investigate the incident and will consider appropriate enforcement action. Sheriff's officials in Union County say a man from Ringgold County was arrested Wednesday afternoon on sex abuse charges. 18-year-old Quinton Tyler Chumbly of Mount Air was arrested at the Ringgold and Union County line on a Union County warrant for two counts of sexual abuse in the third degree. Chumbly was being held in the Union County Jail on a $10,000 bond. And in the funeral announcements, Mary Stender, age 72 of Messina, died Wednesday at the Bellevue Medical Center in Bellevue, Nebraska. A funeral mass for Mary Stender will be tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Lee Davis, age 58 of Carroll, died Tuesday at Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Lee Davis will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Carroll. Odie Twitt Funeral Home of Carroll has arrangements. Elizabeth Betty Opperman, age 87, of Manning, died Monday at the Manning Plaza Nursing Home. Funeral services for Betty Opperman will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Albert Peterson, age 70, of Urbandale and formerly of Adair, died December 18th at Mercy Hospice in Johnston. A memorial service for Albert Peterson will be on Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Canby Friends Church in Canby. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair has arrangements. Helen Means, age 97, of Fontenelle, died December 26th at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Helen Means will be Saturday at 11:30 at the Greenfield United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Lee Thompson, age 83, of Exira, died December 26th at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Lee Thompson will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Lucille Helen Christensen, age 91, of Olwine and formerly of Atlantic, died Tuesday at the Olwine Healthcare Center. Funeral services for Lucille Christensen will be tomorrow at 2:30 in the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Carl Kemp, age 45, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at his home. A memorial service for Carl Kemp will be held Monday at 2 o'clock at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. And David Dwayne Kirchner, age 51, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at his home. Services for David Kirchner are currently pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. The news was brought to you by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.